On today's show, Tesla has the highest brand loyalty in the business. Audi is pioneering a new painting process to customize cars. And Lincoln turns to a symphony orchestra to come up with the warning chimes in its cars. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the voice of the global automotive industry. Warning buzzers and chimes in cars are usually obnoxious, but Lincoln decided that a soothing and melodic approach better suited its philosophy of quiet luxury. So it partnered with the Detroit Symphony Orchestra to create chimes in the new Aviator that provide alerts for about 25 features in the vehicle. Here's Symphony members recording a chime if you left the parking brake on. Here's the chime if your door is ajar. And this is a hard warning for taking critical actions. And we commend Lincoln for making warning chimes something of a musical performance. Cadillac is going to cancel its subscription service. That was the lease program that charged customers $1,800 a month to choose any Cadillac they wanted whenever they wanted. Cadillac didn't say why it's stopping the service, which is called Book by Cadillac. But here's our Autoline insight. Either not enough people signed up for it, or it turned into a logistical nightmare. No doubt Cadillac had a bunch of cars sitting around doing nothing, just waiting for a customer to schedule them. And we bet that Cadillac is not the first to deep six their subscription service. In racing news over the weekend, Kevin Harvick dominated at the Texas Motor Speedway, leading 177 laps in his number 4 Stewart Haas Racing Ford. His only real battle? Having to survive 2 late race restarts. Harvick now joins Joey Logano to compete for the championship title. Audi has a new paint process to customize cars, and that's coming up next.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems. And by ExxonMobil.
Audi has a new paint process that will allow customers greater individualization of their vehicles. They call it partial matting. A template is placed over a painted part, then put under vacuum, and sprayed with a fine powder of crushed glass. This removes a tiny amount of the clear coat and roughs up the surface enough to make it stand out from the painted part. Audi says this pattern of crosses on a side blade of a special edition Q2 only took about a minute to do, and everything from lettering, logos, or even photos can be displayed on the sheet metal. Audi also says it's the first manufacturer to use partial matting in volume production. Subaru owners are extremely loyal to the brand. When it comes time to buy a new car, 72.1% of them go back and buy another Subaru, and Ford owners are right on their heels. 72% of them buy another Ford. But Tesla has the highest owner loyalty in the business, and that's according to Experian. Over 80% of the people who buy a Tesla go back and buy another one. Automakers know it's far cheaper to keep existing owners than it is to conquest new ones. So loyalty actually has a big impact on profitability. Last week, we reported that Jaguar Land Rover posted one of the biggest sales increases in the U.S. market. Well, the credit really goes to Land Rover, because sales at Jaguar fell nearly 12%, while Land Rover had a blowout month. The only Land Rover model that was down was the Velar, and it only lost 9 sales compared to a year ago. As for the rest of the line, the Discovery was up 30%, while the Range Rover Sport was up a mind-blowing 87%. And here's what really stood out. Sales of Jaguar's SUVs, the F-Pace and E-Pace, they're going nowhere. As for the I-Pace, while the electric SUV is only just hitting the market, they sold 5 of them last month. Ford went with an aluminum pickup truck. Chevrolet did not. And we'll tell you why coming up next.
Lighter, safer, stronger, quieter, and more sustainable. Tell us where you need to go, and we'll help you get there. Dow Automotive Systems. We don't succeed unless you do.
Ford made a big splash when it decided to go with an aluminum body for the F-150. But when it came time for GM to redo its full-size pickups, it decided to take a different approach. And on last week's Autoline After Hours, Tim Herrick, GM's full-size truck chief engineer, talked about their strategy.
We were able to use a mixed material strategy that I know we've talked about a number of times, but 8 different steels just in the cab. The swing metal is aluminum. We have composite rear leaf springs, second stage helper springs. You know, we know that there's more than one element in the periodic table, and we went out to use every one of them on the new truck. So with a clean sheet of paper, you're able to do that. Not only from just what materials you use, but then with new body shops and new billet process, if you will, for us, is that how you chunk those materials up, say, on the cab. There's a number of different stampings in it, but you're able to control the material, its grade, its thickness, you know, and take advantage of that all the way through to get you the 430 pounds out. So the offset being that we're not as aluminum intensive. You know, there's a lot of stuff in the media right now about how expensive that is. So we think we have a great cost advantage there. And then so we can re-architect it that way. And, you know, our competitor that used all aluminum, they were always a test weight class above us. They've jumped down too with their 700 pounds. We're waiting to find that truck, but they're 700, claim 700 pounds. When we came down 430, we're within pounds of what they were able to do and at a significant advantage. So there's some offsets there.
And you can watch that show on our website, or you can find it on our YouTube channel. And then join us this Thursday when we'll have Mike O'Brien, the head of product planning for Hyundai Motor America, in the studio with us. We'll ask him to stare into his crystal ball and share what kinds of products customers will want in the future. But that's it for today. Thanks for watching. We'll see you tomorrow.